Blog Talk Radio.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas away. Yeah. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas away. Block them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Fuck them niggas who hate, got them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell, fake, hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupet. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promise, it shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama G, my baby mama G. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEP. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit, and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is, they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian, and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Henning. Y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias. Nobody tries, we too excellent. The execution here is too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event. What I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lawrence Stale. I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still. Like Rick Tully and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair. Hit your head, infrared. Weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nature board. Niggas try to fuck up my money. Still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. We are back February the 11th, 2021. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, we have a women's wrestler newcomer on the scene. She's been all over down south. Training, trying to do her thing, to become the next big thing in the wrestling biz, you know what I mean? So, give it up for women's wrestler, Charity Kane.
Hi! How's it going?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. It's an honor.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. We finally connect, basically. It's a hectic schedule. Yes.
Yes, yes. It's been
extremely hectic. It's hard to wrestle to the mat.
Yes, yes. It's been hectic, but we're here. We are here.
Right. Right. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I was. So I got into wrestling because of my older brother. He was watching wrestling, and so because of him, it's why I got into it as well. So, yeah, been a fan.
Awesome. Who did you idolize in the business during that time and now?
So during that time, I was really interested in China and jazz, also Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it's because of them, they kind of are helping to – so because of them, I stayed even watching wrestling and was interested in it. And nowadays, I'm just truly interested in anyone who is honestly helping me pave the way. Folks like Sasha Banks, also Jazz as well. She's still here. Also Jordan Grace and stuff like that. So I'm just interested in anyone who is paving the way for girls like me. And I'm ready to get into the ring with them as well, hopefully in the future.
Yes, we definitely want to see that. We definitely want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Were you also? Were you? How is it like training at Wrestling Reality?
So, I train at Reality of Wrestling, and it's a very awesome school. Booker T has some head trainers there as well, who he's made sure to help out with training and stuff like that. So we get advice from Booker T himself and from also the head trainers like Gino Medina, also Ryan Davidson as well. And it's pretty awesome. I'm quite lucky, to say the least.
Awesome. What is like having Booker T as a trainer?
It's awesome, man. I mean, there's honestly very few wrestlers who can say that they had a two-time Hall of Famer as someone to be able to pick off of and to learn from. So I'm extremely grateful.
Yes. Do you pick his brain a whole lot?
If I have the chance, yeah, why not? Of course. Why not?
Also, any thoughts of working with Promise Braxton, Ms. Fuchsia, since she's a alumni guest of the show?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, she's an amazing talent. She's currently the Diamonds champion right now, and only time will tell with that, but obviously it would be something that would be amazing to be in the ring with her and stuff like that. So, I mean, but only time will tell, and when the time is right, it will happen. And it will be one of the best things, I guess. Yeah, so it'll be something that I would love to do, of course.
What's your favorite artist while you in the gym or even training for your preparing for wrestling?
That's the one thing. I don't really have favorites. I have a hard time being honestly decisive. So I tend to just listen to hip hop a lot of the time. Sometimes I do listen to some R&B, but it's honestly mostly hip hop, trying to get myself hyped up and kind of get ready for training or if it's at row or in the gym. So, but just mostly hip hop, yeah.
Like Megan Thee Stallion or artists like that?
Yeah, I mean, there is Meg. There's also Cardi, but also J. Cole, Drake as well, also Kendrick sometimes. So it's a lot of people, I would say. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch the current product of any wrestling company?
Well, of course. I have to try to keep up with at least majority of it. So, yes, I try my hardest to, yes.
All right. Yes, so much of a a long schedule with so many wrestling companies like AEW, Impact Wrestling, and NXT, the WWE main roster.
All of them are awesome talent as well. Yeah.
You never know, we could see you on NXT or AEW, maybe ASAP, you never know.
Of course, that's the goal, of course. It will happen. It's the goal. The goal is to work hard and pretty much work for a company like that.
Yes, and... Yeah, this show has been a good luck charm for so many talent, basically, and 50% on Impact now, but later join Impact, WWE, and AEW.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear.
Yes. And I know that the fastest talent that AEW recruited is Anna Jay, basically, and I think she's been in the business for, I think, haven't been 2 years yet, it seemed like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's pretty awesome.
Right. And you also have Jay Cardell also, and I think she hasn't been there a year so far. I think she's been training for 6 months from AR Fox.
Okay. It's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those girls are awesome talent, so yeah.
Yes.
They're really good. They're really good.
All right.
Also,
what's your thoughts on of women's wrestling in general?
My thoughts are that it's great. that's my thought. It's great, and I can't wait to add to it and to pretty much keep it growing and to keep on breaking those barriers and stuff like that. It's awesome. It's amazing, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yes. Definitely a women's movement between pro wrestling, even the hip hop industry, for women also.
Mhm. Yep.
What's your thoughts of overseas wrestling like Japan or the UK or Canada?
Way.
I would say the style of wrestling, basically, with strong style from Japan, basically. Their women's dojo and other women's companies also, like Stardom.
Well, I mean, all of those companies are great. I mean, it's the beauty of wrestling to have so many styles of wrestling and everyone comes together to make magic, and it's amazing. What can you say? You learn from everyone and you get better and better, and fans have a chance to enjoy so many different styles and so many different ways to wrestle, and it just makes the business even more fun and more attractive to be in, and just more exciting and stuff like that. So, that wrestling has traveled all around the world and has come and has a lot of different styles and stuff.
Yes, it's just making an impact everywhere, even on the indies and stuff. With Shimmer, you got the Shines of the world. You have it's all over, basically, and it's just an amazing, way more opportunity now for anyone in the business to get more exposure.
Pretty much, yeah. Get more exposure, also learn. So yeah.
And training is not easy. Basically, it's not easy. A lot of bumps, bruises, and a lot of things you got to do daily.
Yes. Training is pretty difficult. Training is hard, but if you want it, then you'll go through it.
Right.
All while taking care of yourself. But yeah.
Right. You have some of these naysayers out there say that that's not real. I would say bullshit to them, basically. It's painful, basically. It's like any other athletic sport right there. They're dealing with the same injuries from just like sports like football, basketball, or hockey right there.
Yeah. Bumps and bruises, man. The bumps and bruises are all on the body.
Right. Exactly. I guess these are the ones that actually believe everything on cable news is actually factual and real. If you want to see a legit show and also the entertainment with athletics, it's pro wrestling, basically.
Yeah, pro wrestling is amazing, man. It's amazing. It's so special.
Yes. What's your thoughts of seeing like women that's representing reality wrestling, like Alex Gracio on AEW?
What are my thoughts on them being on AEW?
Right.
My thoughts are it's great. I love Alex. She's awesome, and I'm so happy that she's on AEW and gets to show the world who she really is and how awesome of a wrestler she is and just how much of an awesome person she is as well. So I'm happy for her. It's great. It's great.
Yes. Definitely is also. That school and promotion is showing so much talent from men and women talent, obviously, that's in the big companies like AEW, WWE, and Impact Wrestling also.
Awesome talent. Awesome talent everywhere. It's really exciting.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, what's your thoughts on music celebrities getting involved with pro wrestling, like Bad Bunny and Snoop Dogg?
I have no problems with it. I think everyone needs to be able to enjoy themselves and have fun. And if coming on wrestling shows is a way, you know, you're able to do that, then fine, go ahead. You know, it brings more eyes to the channel. And, yeah, I have no problems with it. No problems with it. Everyone gets to have fun. More eyes are on the show.
Right.
I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
And whoever knew that a celebrity Hall of Famer will be the next president is just crazy.
Who would have thought? Yeah.
Right. It seemed like I'm like watching a Hill version of Vince McMahon, of Mr. McMahon, Erica. that's in the Lee House. I would say it's so many much crossover from pro wrestlers going into, or anyone that's pro wrestling related going into having a political office like. Him, Jesse Ventura, you got now the Matt Morgans of the world and Kane, that's Mayor Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Jacobs. It's just amazing. And Kane can still come back and work on specials like Royal Rumble or others, and also even donate his donated to charities also his wrestling appearance. Is just amazing right there.
Yeah. It is, man. He able to do it all. Able to do it all.
Right.
Able to do it all. That's when you know it's good. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I hope to see you out there. Can't wait for your future wrestling bookings throughout America.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's an honor. You can come back anytime. Once you have more matches under your belt right there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. You have a
all
good
right.
night.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Charity Kane, the feature of the business. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a great show. We'll see you next week with more surprising guests, more topics also. And that's a wrap.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Good. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who wait. Got them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hill face. Hill face. Hill. Wait. Fuck them niggas who wait. Got them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hill face. Hill. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Got me under a fake one like you Donald Toupe. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coach, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MVPs. Picked up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. That dog shit, and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compared, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian, and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you, niggas, more another one.
real shooter, Prince Balor. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias, nobody tries. We too excellent, the execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event, what I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lauren Steele, I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still, like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair, hit your head, infrared, weapon on 6-0. I'm on my Nathan Boyd, niggas try, fuck up my money, still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake, fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be snake. Hell face, hell face, hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake, fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too.